He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the June 10th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, and I'm here along with
Stephen Gunderson. Good morning.
Stephen Gunderson joins us today on the national broadcast of our daily radio show, Best Stocks Now, which is heard from Miami to Honolulu.
That's right.
And places in between, like St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Atlanta, Seattle, San Francisco, where else? Well, I don't know. We're having all cut. Texas. Dallas. Don't forget those, our friends down in Dallas. We have got today an S&P 500 that is pulling back a little bit from its record highs, which doesn't surprise me here. The S&P is down 5 points. We're currently at 1,945. There is some talk here of 2,000. We'll see. You know, I could see it by the end of the year. I could see 2,000 if, you know, unless something that we don't know is out there lurking somewhere. I could possibly see this 2,000 level by the end of the year. Call it the millennium, the second millennium. What do you call 2,000? I don't know. We'd have to do it in Roman numerals. They're not going to use
not another Y2K, right?
Isn't Super Bowl, aren't they going to eliminate the Roman numerals this year? Because it's Super Bowl 50, which would be an L. Isn't that an L?
Right.
Okay. All right. The Dow is down 40. 16,902. And if my math's not is correct, we're just 98 points away from 17,000 on the Dow. Major milestone. Watch out when it hits that milestone, though. Market's almost always correct after major milestones. NASDAQ down 15. We're at 4,320. Gold, having a little bump today, 1261. Crude oil, 104.77. And the 5-year or the 10-year, we don't have it right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Boy, I see one number here that pops off the page at me here today. What does that say, Stephen Gunderson? Crude oil.
Crude oil, 104.75.
104.75 per barrel? Holy cow. That's up about 10% so far this year. I know that the Ukraine and Russia are now at a standstill over their gas negotiations. You see, Ukraine needs Russia's gas. They don't need Putin, but they need Russia's gas. And Europe needs Russia's gas. They don't need Putin, but they need Russia's gas. I gotta believe that that is having an impact on these oil prices here. Now, have you filled up your car lately?
I have. It's pretty expensive.
Do you remember what you're paying here in sunny California, which is overcast today?
It was $4.09 last time I filled up. So actually, it's not as bad as it's been.
Yeah, that's. I thought it would be more up in the $4.50 area. $4.09 here in California. You use unleaded, right?
Yeah.
None of that fancy stuff.
No.
Okay. So we're paying $4.09. We pay 66 cents of that is taxes. So, you know, you go to another state, you're going to pay less. But look at oil, 104.75 right now. And as I went through my daily trip through the market yesterday, I saw a lot of oil stocks that were breaking out. In fact, I sent out tweets on Schlumberger, Halliburton, Fang, Diamondback Energy. Why? Because those stocks are breaking out to new highs. And you know, I told you a long time ago here in my listening audience that I believe that the energy stocks are going to lead the market this year. And so far, that's been a pretty good prediction. I would have to say that that oil and gas exploration sector, I would have to say that that oil and gas service, the companies that service the oil and gas producers, are a couple of the leading sectors in the market. And in addition to this, you have the transportation sector, the railroads, which carry a lot of the oil, also a leading sector in the market. We had an article out last week, Did Buffett Buy the Wrong Railroad? You know, if you put Buffett in a headline, it's like putting Kim Kardashian in a headline, okay?
In the finance world, yeah.
Yeah, Buffett is to the finance world what Kardashian is to the, what would you call her world? People,
reality
people
world?
That don't have don't a life world. Yeah. I don't know. The reality world or the Hollywood type
entertainment
of world.
Entertainment world, how about that?
Yeah, entertainment world. And my, that article that I wrote about Union Pacific, which Buffett didn't buy, he bought Burlington Northern instead. That article had 25,000 page views. And a lot of that is because Buffett was in the headline, okay? So then I follow up this week with a nice article on a great healthcare stock that's just been screaming here recently. And it had like 1,000 page views, right? So obviously.
Definitely not as interesting.
No, I think in every article we write going forward, somehow we got to work Buffett into the headline somehow. Does Buffett own this healthcare stock? Does Buffett know about this one? I'm buying this stock because Buffett isn't. You know, Warren Buffett naked. No, that wouldn't be good. But anyways, it seems like any headline with Warren Buffett. What is it in the sports world? It's LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Kobe.
Kobe. Okay, the big guys.
Johnny Manziel right now.
Johnny Football. Yeah, you mentioned Johnny Football. Someone's going to click on it and see what it says. But my point was that Union Pacific has been such a great stock here over the years. I want to talk just for a minute. This whole debate rages all the time, and I just saw on CNBC they were talking a little bit about the momentum stocks are making a bit of a comeback here in 2014. And you've seen the old man here. We've put away a few biotech stocks over the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of those former high flyers are starting to make a little bit of a comeback here. And I just want to first define what a momentum stock is. You know, momentum can hit almost any facet of life. Sometimes companies have momentum. They have a product that's hot. I remember iOmega. You're too young to remember iOmega, Stephen, but back in the about the time the NASDAQ peaked, so the late 90s, maybe 2000, 2001, iOmega came out with a big device that you could store all of the storage. That's back when our hard disk could only store like, you know, 4 or 5 megabytes or whatever.
Yeah,
so iOmega had a device, and it had momentum. That was probably one of the greatest momentum stocks that I ever saw in my lifetime. It was headquartered in Utah. I want to say Provo, Utah, or Orem, Utah. And that stock had momentum like you could not believe. And it wasn't long before, you know, their technology was old hat. And the momentum completely disappeared from the stock. But a lot of times momentum, you know, will hit other areas. Momentum hit the single family home market back in 2007, and when people were camping out overnight to get a single family home at any price. Just get in. Get that cul-de-sac location in that new housing tract, because housing prices had momentum back then. Sports teams get momentum. It's just like, you can't beat them. They're just on a tear. Look at the San Francisco Giants right now. I mean, our KDAL listeners up there going, yes, yes. And the Oakland A's listeners probably don't care, you know. And the Dodger fans definitely don't care. San Francisco's kind of running away from the Dodgers right now. But momentum is a funny thing. It comes, and then it's fleeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to maintain momentum.
And it can stop in a hurry, too.
Just like that, the momentum's gone. All of a sudden, the other team, the momentum shifts to the other team, and they go on a 14-point run, and they're right back in the game, right?
Yep.
So I personally don't think that it's a good idea to buy stocks purely on momentum because of the fact that it comes and goes so quickly. It's fleeting. Now, it's good to have momentum on your side, but it's also good to have a foundation of value underneath that momentum, in my opinion. Then you have the best of both worlds. Then you have momentum that is supported by value, right?
Right.
Be like a great team getting momentum. Not only do they have momentum, but they have a great team underneath them. You know, if a real weak team all of a sudden gets momentum, it's just a matter of time before that momentum disappears. So that's why the app puts together momentum with a solid foundation of valuation. And that's why I believe it's such a potent tool in assessing stocks. Is it an automatic guarantee you buy a high-ranked stock that it's going to go up? No. But is it a wonderful tool to at least separate the wheat from the chaff in the stock market? And I believe the answer to that question is yes. And that's what we do every day here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll have a couple of examples coming up. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
And we'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio. That's not AC/DC. That's
Rush.
Rush. Yeah.
Limelight.
Even
right?
I know that. Living in the limelight, which, you know, you're kind of living in the limelight here. You got on a national radio show at your age. Maybe someday it'll be your show. Who knows?
Yeah,
the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Huh? But look, I'm still looking good here. I've got a lot of years left in me. I ain't going nowhere. I know I could still beat you at a 4-mile run, 5-mile run. You want a race today?
Let's do it.
Okay, bring it on. I know I can go up and down these stairs. Our building is 20 floors.
Yeah.
20 floors. And they're big floors. You notice how tall these ceilings are?
Yeah.
Way
they got
taller.
A lot in between each floor, too.
Yeah, I go up and down 20 times up, 20 floors down 3 times. Takes about 45 minutes. It's good exercise. Boy, keeps the old heart pumping. That's for sure. And then I eat a big lunch. That's the problem. No, I don't eat a big lunch. I eat a big dinner. There's my problem. I like to go home and reward myself for a hard day's work with some nice lunch. We had some good fish and chips yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
A new joint, local joint, Ironsides in Little Italy, serving some real killer fish and chips. And boy, that was some good clam chowder. Brand new place.
And the crab cake.
Crab cake's very good. Okay, we're going to go to Midland, Texas. You know, I doubt that they have a lot of fish and chips in Midland, Texas, but I'll bet there's some food trucks there. With some smokers that they pull behind them, you know, and the brisket of beef and the pulled pork and everything like
that
this.
That sounds good.
Now, I gotta believe that Midland is known for oil and oil stocks. And one like this one I'm going to talk about next, which we got back into. You know what? I bought this thing, I don't know, several months ago, and I put in a sell stop, and it drifted a little bit lower, hit the sell stop. Yeah, sell stops, they cut both ways. They really do. They're kind of the darned if you do and darned if you don't type of scenario.
Yep.
I think in the long run, you're better off just staying on top of your stocks daily like I do, and when they don't look right, pulling the trigger manually.
Yeah.
As opposed to an automatic, you know, I had no choice, it's gone. I go back and forth. I go back and forth on this issue. And I've always, every time I've kind of gone back to using sell stops, I almost always regret it. So we're back in Diamondback Energy. Symbol is FANG. FANG. Funny, the restaurant that we were at last night, they had a whole wall that was piranha heads.
Yeah,
little skulls of piranhas. Now, I've been to a lot of restaurants before, and I've seen a lot of wallpaper, and I've seen a lot of walls, but I've never seen a wall made out of piranha heads before. Yeah. Have you?
Made it different.
They had fangs. They looked like they wanted to eat me for dinner.
Yeah.
That was my problem with the whole thing. I was just wanted to get the check and go. Diamondback Energy. Symbol FANG, is engaged in oil and gas exploration and production of unconventional onshore oil and gas in the Permian Basin in West Texas. Now, here's something that kills me. Jim Cramer talks about the Permian Basin all the time. And when I look at his portfolio, he doesn't own any stocks in the portfolio, in the Permian Basin. I don't understand it. Maybe he does now, but he talks about stocks all the time and how good they are. That's JetBlue doing that. How great they are, and he doesn't own any. And is, you know, I say put up or shut up. Look, if you're going to talk about stocks, I want to see them in your portfolio. That's all that matters. And if you go look at my book, Best Stocks Now, I planted my feet in the sand back in 2011. And how many of those 53 stocks, hand me that book just for a minute, and let's just hold it up just for a minute, Best Stocks Now. I'm not putting in a shameless plug or anything here, am I? No. There's probably seven or eight energy stocks in there, right?
Yeah.
That have become huge winners. I know two of them have been bought out. Lufkin Industries from Lufkin, Texas was bought out. Actually, three have been bought out.
Brigham Exploration
was bought out, and Geo Resources was bought out. And the other three in there, Cimarex, Concho, Continental Resources, man, they continue to be big home runs. So I planted my feet in that area in 2011 and have been a big believer in the fracking boom here in America, which, okay, call it controversial if you want. You know what? You know what our choice is? You know what the alternative is to fracking? Being dependent upon oil that comes from Nigeria. Okay, that's Boko Haram. Being dependent on oil that comes from Saudi Arabia. Being dependent on oil that comes from places that frankly don't like us a whole lot. Libya. Venezuela. So I say the lesser of two evils, if you want to look at it that way, is definitely to be energy independent here in America. We're 70% right now. We're to the point where we're importing still 30% of our oil needs. And Diamondback Energy is one of those companies that's helping us become energy independent here in America by revisiting that Permian Basin down in Texas where a lot of oil was left behind because we didn't have the fracking technology back then. Stephen, talk about Diamond Energy a little bit. Well, what's the market capitalization here?
All right, it's got a $4 billion market cap.
Yeah, I need to change that. That actually would make it a mid cap. It's gone up so quickly.
Wow.
I still have it listed as a small cap stock.
So more for aggressive.
Yeah, it's definitely, we don't own it in our income portfolio because it does pay no dividend. Let's just make sure of that. Yeah, no dividend. See that? Dividend yield, none, okay? Would we own it in our conservative growth portfolio for people that are really conservative?
Probably not.
No, because it's a small cap, mid cap stock, all right? So this is one for, you know, aggressive growth investors that want younger companies with big upside potential. Now here's the thing that really jumps off the page, and we're just viewing the beststocksnowapp.com website, and we're pulled up this particular stock. You see what the analysts now look? They may be a little optimistic down there in Midland, but the consensus estimate for the growth rate of this company over the next 5 years is
60%.
Yeah,
that seems high.
You know, I'd have to look and see how many analysts follow this stock. But they think it can grow by 60% per year. If that's true, this would be one of the biggest winners of all time. I'm going to cut that in half to 30, all right? And right now, the forward P.E. ratio is?
22.
Okay, so even if it was a 30% growth rate, you still have a stock that's trading at a big discount to its growth rate at 22 times forward earnings. Now, when I take next year's earnings estimates of $3.72 and grow them by 30% over the next 5 years, and then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a stock like this, what is our five-year target price there?
$156.
And the stock's currently at 81.
81. So
we have 90% upside potential. Okay, the valuation for me is present in this stock. The momentum is there. It's an A. It's up 136% over the last 12 months. Out of 3,800 stocks, it comes in at number 48. And it's a stock that we currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and my assistant sitting here by my side,
Steven Gunderson,
who's been he's been employed here at Gunderson Capital for about the last 5 years. You've seen a little bit of growth since you've been here. We occupied a much smaller space when he first started, and well, I got to give you some credit too. A lot of credit.
Hey, all
right. Would we be where we are today if the old man didn't get a lot of help? So I could focus my time on watching stocks instead of filling out forms.
Oh, man,
I'm telling you.
That's fun stuff.
It's killer. It really is. There's a lot of forms in this business. There's a lot of compliance issues in this business. You got to dot every I, you got to cross every T. I pretty much have to get permission from our compliance officer to go to lunch every day.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I have to raise my hand. Is it okay if I? It's tough. It's a really, really intense business to be in. All right, we're going to take a look here. So far, we've talked a little bit about the concept of momentum investing, which I like. Don't get me wrong, I like momentum investing, but I don't like bubbles. I like for there to be a firm foundation underneath that stock of fundamentals. Now,
it's like investing in the Houston Astros if they go on a 7-game winning streak.
Okay, yeah, let's bet on them to win the World Series, right?
As opposed to the Dodgers going on the 7-game
winning streak. Yeah, who have a real good lineup and players on the field to support that run that they've had, all right?
Yeah.
And, of course, look, I mean, typical stocks that go on momentum runs, biotechs with no earnings, a lot of the social media stocks with no earnings.
Yeah.
A lot of technology stocks that have yet to be profitable, okay? I mean, or companies with very, very thin profit margins. Now, if you can add in a firm foundation of fundamentals underneath that momentum, I just think you have a more powerful story. Now, let's go the other way, all right? Cramer, for instance, is pure fundamentals. He doesn't look at stock charts. He doesn't look at performance. He just looks at things like return on equity and profit margin and, you know, all of the typical debt to equity ratio, current ratios, all of your typical PE, price to book value, price to cash flow, price to sales, etc. Fundamentals only. Well, you know what? How many fundamentally sound sports teams have you seen that never caught momentum? Okay, I mean, look at all the tries that the Mets have made at buying great players, and it just never gelled, okay?
Yeah.
And then they had the fundamentals were there, but they didn't have the chemistry to create the momentum. And here's another problem I have. There's a lot of companies that seemingly have great fundamentals. They're dripping with value, and they just seem dirt cheap, but they never go anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, they just never catch fire or gather that momentum, and they just don't really perform over the years. It's like the fundamentals never graduate to the next level, which is performance.
Yeah.
I mean, we see that all the time. We see that in individual ballplayers that are individual. You know, I have some people complain that I use too many sports analogies, but I just think that it's so useful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many kids have come into the football, baseball, ballet, whatever, and they have great talent and great fundamentals and great potential, but the performance never materializes, all right? Now, what if we can marry great talent and great performance with those great fundamentals? And that's, you know, that's what I've strived to do with my Best Stocks Now app, which hit number 3 in the world on Saturday. We're gonna blow that thing up on that color printer over there, and we're gonna frame it, put it up on the wall. And when we get to number 2, we'll replace it, okay?
Yeah.
And when we're number 1, we'll put a gold frame around it. We did it. We were the number 1 financial app in the world, which, you know, hey, there's a lot of apps out there. Now, the app points me in the direction of companies. It points me in the direction of asset classes. It points me into the direction of sectors in the market. And as it relates to individual companies, it shows me stocks that not only have momentum, like this one we're going to talk about next, pull that one up on the beststocksnowapp.com website, but it also has great fundamentals. And this is another stock that I included in my book back in 2011. And to be honest with you, it has not been a big winner since the book was published, because they've gone through a transition. Caterpillar, the name of the company in Peoria, Illinois, which obviously is a well-known name here in America. Caterpillar went on a run like you couldn't believe back in 2009. You see there where it was a $21 stock?
Oh, yeah.
And it went to 116 in the matter of 2 years. That's when we were going through the commodity boom. And Caterpillar at that time bought a company named Bucyrus, which made mining equipment. Great big, I mean, if you've ever been into seen a mine, and the down in the pit with those great big truck haulers and rock fracturing machine, I mean, it takes heavy machinery to dig out a mine and look for those precious little metals. In fact, on the way to Las Vegas, there's a big mine there right through Mountain Pass, which looks for rare earth. And that was a hot stock for a while. It went like momentum like crazy. And what did that stock lack? Fundamentals. I don't think they ever found much there. They're still looking.
Yeah.
But they invested in a lot of equipment, and they started digging there, and the rare earth materials were red hot for a while. I'm trying to think of the name of that stock. It'll come to me. Maybe by next week it'll come to me. but it was red hot. Molycorp. Look at that, how fast. M-M-M-O-L-Y. The symbol will have to... Yeah, there it is. Moly. You see what Molycorp, 2011, $80 a share.
Yeah.
Okay, it's right on the way to Vegas. You know how the traffic always backs up through that pass,
yep.
And sometimes it snows through there?
Yep.
That's where it is. If you look off to the left, you see a bunch of houses where they built, you know, what do they call those? Prefab houses where the miners live?
Yeah.
Stock's gone from 79, where is it today?
Oh, 268.
$2.68.
That's not good.
So the mineral, the mining, the commodity boom of 2009 and 2010, which carried Molycorp to $79 a share, and which also took Caterpillar to lofty heights from 21 to 109, came to a screeching halt. And Caterpillar, since that 116 level, and you know, it went down, it's been as low as about 80. But guess what? Guess what had happened here back in December of last year? You see that breakout in Caterpillar right there?
Yeah.
Caterpillar started showing up in my screens once again. And we bought Caterpillar earlier this year, and now look what Caterpillar's doing. That is one of the most powerful stock charts for a large cap stock in the entire market right now.
$68 billion market cap.
Yeah, this is no small company. Okay, would we buy this one in Bill Gunderson's speculative trading account?
No way.
No. Maybe some options, which I'm not an options fan, okay? Would we buy this stock in our aggressive small cap, mid cap accounts?
Nope.
No. Would we buy this for someone who wants to be conservative? Look at the dividend, 2.2, and but wants safety, wants big names that have been around for a while. So this is a perfect candidate, and it's a stock that we currently own in our conservative growth accounts. And it's a stock that we own in our income accounts. Why? Because it pays a dividend yield of 2.2%. So we've got growth here. And we've got income. Let's just take a look at the track record of Caterpillar. Over the last 10 years, okay, what's the market average there, Stephen?
5.6% per year.
Okay, that's the S&P 500. Caterpillar, on the other hand, has delivered?
13.8.
Okay, so it's more than doubled the returns of the market. Then it went on a three-year run where it underperformed the market because of the bust in the commodity boom. And now it's got its mojo back. Over the last 12 months, Caterpillar's up
32%.
Yep, market's up 18. So we've got a momentum grade of B+, not quite an A. Now let's look at the valuation. Caterpillar is currently trading at a forward PE of
15.
15.2. I have 88% upside potential. Out of 3,836 stocks, where does Caterpillar come in?
Number 171. It's an A-.
And do we own it here?
We do.
We do. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the big cat. I'm the big cat. You're the little cat. We'll be right back. But I must do the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place.
And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in a red place. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org. Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, the podcast, you were just showing me the numbers on the podcast.
Yeah.
How many subscribers do we have now to the podcast?
We have about 12,000 subscribers.
And how many downloads of the podcast did we have last month?
We had 50,000.
And now with you, it's going to really shoot up now that you've joined me on
the
show.
We'll see.
This could really hurt our ratings. We're taking a big risk here. It could really hurt our ratings, or it could really bring in even a younger audience. Young kids, you got to get to know the stock. Over time, there has been no better investment over time, bar none, in the stock market. Housing has averaged 6 or 7% over the years. Gold has averaged 1 or 2%. The bond market's averaged 4 or 5%. And the stock market's averaged more in the 9 to 10, 11% area over the long haul. But I believe that you have to manage it along the way. I'm not a buy and holder. Yeah, I know. If you just bought it and just held it, you've averaged 10, 11. But you've had to survive a 50% downturn in 09, 08, 07, in that time frame. You had to sit through an S&P going down 50%. That takes some real white knuckle time. That's like going on that ride at Knott's Berry Farm to just, the bottom drops out and your stomach, your hot dogs are in your throat and you're just like, wow, all your lunch is, you know, ready to go somewhere. It's just, you know, it's not easy to do to be a buy and holder. I believe in managing it along the way. And the three pillars that we build our investment strategy on and our portfolios on, we talked about in the first quarter of the show, momentum, performance. Man, I'll tell you what, it's nice to have momentum on your side. Look at a basketball game. Look at how many times the momentum changes back and forth. Yeah. Now, sometimes a team never gets anything going.
That's true.
Okay, now that happens sometimes. But sometimes the worst team can get a streak going, and sometimes the best team. Momentum's a good thing to have on your side. In the market, we call it a trend. Mm-hmm. Okay, we like to see a trend. What's the trend of the big cat right now?
In an uptrend.
It's in a solid uptrend, and it's breaking out to new highs. So that performance is nice to have. I like back performance. I like long-term performance if I can get it. That proves to me that management knows what they're doing. I like intermediate-term performance. That means that the things are still going well. And I really like that most recent 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, because that really shows me that they've still got their mojo on and they're still got that momentum going. Secondly comes, second pillar of this triage would be fundamentals, all right? I don't want momentum just for momentum's sake.
Yeah.
I want a foundation underneath that momentum. I want a reason why the stock is going on a tear. You know, there's a reason why Caterpillar all of a sudden is doing so well again. And it's obviously that the earnings, they're looking for 15%. You see here, now look, here's an important lesson. What did Caterpillar earn in 2012?
$8.9.
$8.90 per share, and the stock hit an all-time high of $116. Do you see that?
Yep.
What happened the following year? Their earnings dropped to
$5.50.
Okay, they had a bad year in earnings. They had a horrible year in earnings. And what did the stock do? The stock went down to $80, $79 per share. Now you see that earnings are going the right way again.
Yep.
They're looking for 12% growth this year and 15% growth next year. They've got their groove back. They reassess the situation that caused. Isn't that what a good franchise does?
Absolutely.
Okay, all of a sudden, a good franchise. Stephen pointed out to me yesterday a shocking statistic. And if you don't want to hear a baseball story, that's all I could say. This is a great story. Tampa Bay Rays are the worst team in baseball this year.
Yep.
Okay, now they've been a great franchise over the years. So just like a company, just like Oberhelman over at Caterpillar had to stop and reassess the bad year he had, right? Say, what went wrong?
Yeah.
We need to rebuild this franchise. Now, a good franchise corrects their course. A bad franchise, like look over here to the left of us, about 1 mile from our office, there's a stadium called Petco. A bad franchise, a bad management team, a bad CEO continues to make the same mistakes year after year after year. I know today that GM is having their annual shareholders meeting. Can you imagine the angry shareholders? Oh, there's a company that continues to misfire year after year. Caterpillar has wonderful management. Oberhelman sent me a letter thanking me and congratulating for my book and including him in the book, and he wished he could come on my radio show, but he had other commitments. That's okay. But I got a real nice letter from him, signed by him, and now see, they corrected the course, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they're growing again, the fundamentals. Now the last leg of this stool, this three-legged stool that I'm going to stand on here, because I don't like standing on a two-legged stool. I'm going to end up on my back, and that's not good. The third leg is technicals. A picture, a one-year snapshot of Caterpillar shows what?
It's uptrend. Going up. Yeah.
Okay, a one-year picture of FANG, Diamondback Energy, shows the same thing.
Yeah.
We have a trend to follow. We have fundamentals to follow. And we have performance to follow. There's still no guarantees, are there?
No.
I've picked my share of losers, but you still want to have your winners outweigh your losers. And overall, you want to keep a portfolio of the very best stocks at any given point in time. If you're a conservative growth investor, you want the very best conservative growth stocks at any given point in time. If you're a momentum investor or aggressive growth investor is a better word for that, you want the very best aggressive growth stocks. And if you're an income investor, you want the very best income stocks. Well, we strive real hard. We call the app Best Stocks Now. We call the newsletter Best Stocks Now. Where can folks, on a regular basis, they can get the new? I would begin with the newsletter.
Yeah, get a free four-week trial at pwstreet.com.
And that four-week trial continues going out to you, sans the model portfolios, but it has everything else in it.
Yeah, market analysis, that's pretty important.
That market analysis, look at how many people follow Bill Gunderson's market analysis on a daily and weekly basis. You can download the podcast every day. Just subscribe to it. It downloads automatically. Is that correct? Or you have to click on it?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We're pwstreet.com. We are 855-611-BEST because my main gig here is managing money for people across America. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.